For most children who enter foster care, the ultimate goal is to reunite them with their families. But getting to that point takes a lot of work. Parents have to follow case plans set up by the Office of Children's Services and meet requirements like getting substance abuse treatment. Parents also need to maintain relationships with their kids. Alaska Public Media's urban affairs reporter Ann Hillman learned that sometimes that requires a little community support.
Princess Ta'ala entered the foster care system 2.5 years ago. The 14-year-old says she was upset about it, but she understands why it happened.
There were some neglecting issues and physical abuse and emotional and verbal abuse, and I understood that wasn't healthy for anyone to be in like those kind of situations. So when I was little, my dad used to abuse my mom, so it was kind of like a chain reaction.
Princess lounges on the couch of a large playroom filled with a mock stage, toys, books, food, anything that helps families interact. It's a space run by a local Christian nonprofit, Beacon Hill, to give foster kids a place to visit with their parents. 6 other kids zip around Princess, asking her questions and some jumping on her lap. She keeps talking about a pretty rough topic, completely unfazed. No one in her first 4 foster homes would probably guess she could be so forthright.
Other foster homes, I would never utter a word except for yes, no, and thank you. That, like, those simple answers.
Now, she chats with her mom and her siblings and her new extended family, the Stones.
I would say there was an instant connection between the kids. It was really fun.
That's Crystal Stone. She first met Princess when she started volunteering with Beacon Hill. Here's the idea behind the organization. Many families that get involved with OCS don't have healthy support networks. No one intervenes when there's a crisis, and so the situation becomes unsafe for kids. At Beacon Hill, they want to help parents build those networks so when they are reunited with their kids, they're more likely to stay together. The Stones decided to volunteer with Beacon Hill just to befriend Princess and her family. But the relationship grew quickly because they had so much in common.
My music, our faith,
birthdays,
ages of the kids, interests that the kids enjoy, dance, I mean, a lot of it.
After about a year, Princess's 2 youngest siblings were also taken away from their mom. Instead of them going to an unfamiliar foster family, they went to live with the Stones. Maddie, the Stones' oldest daughter, says the transition wasn't always easy.
You don't get a lot of attention, that's for sure. Sometimes you like it because they're not always on you, but other times when you like want help with things or you want to talk, you have to kind of wait your turn.
But Crystal says they make it work. She says they show all of the kids love and make them feel like a giant family. But they also ensure that Princess's siblings remember their mom. They put up photos of her and the older siblings. They sing songs about visiting days.
You don't want to talk bad about the other parent because that doesn't help that child. It doesn't, you know, build them up or help them feel secure. So you want them to feel as fair as possible, like they're getting a
Love you.
She's interrupted by her son, Prince. He's Princess's little brother. The 5-year-old runs between his 2 moms and 2 sets of siblings. The families are going through a transition. Princess and her 10-year-old sister are back with their mom, and Princess says she's thrilled to be home.
It was fun. The first thing I did was grab all my stuff and put it in her room because I was planning to spend the night with her, like, because I haven't cuddled with her like in a long time.
The younger 2, who live with the Stones, may have overnight visits with their mom and sister soon. Crystal says she's happy they'll be reunited. But after more than a year together, it's an emotional change for all of them.
So we just talk about it and we're like, this is hard, this is good, you know, here's the pros, here's the cons, this is how we're gonna get through it.
Both families say this will not be the end of their relationship because now they rely on each other. This is Princess.
They help us in a lot of ways. They give my mom advice and they talk to her when she has no one to talk to, and so, yeah, they're like our second family.
Princess says during her time in foster care, she needed a strong, solid connection with her mother. But through her bond with the Stones and other caring adults, she now realizes that family extends beyond blood. It includes those who support and encourage you when you feel like no one else will. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.